We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. It's Lindsay Rhodes, and I've got a new podcast, The NFL Roadshow. Fun and kind of nerdy conversation about the NFL every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I've got some amazing guests that are joining me. I'll be breaking the huddle with the top stories, previewing games. We'll get you set for the weekend fantasy with our Fantasy Friday episodes, and we'll answer some of your questions as well. So subscribe to the NFL Roadshow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Me, Alphonse. Oh, I was muted. Now I'm not muted. it's Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alph954. We just finished watching the Heat lose to the Magic, which is no surprise to anybody who's familiar with Heat Magic opening nights. So it kind of went the way that we thought it was going to go. Little to no preseason, little to no offseason. Super, super, super sloppy game. Listen, it is what it is. There are things to take away from this game. There's a lot of things that we're just going to kind of, you know, listen, we're going to analyze the game, but I don't think anybody should take too much away from it. But before we get started, let me introduce the cast of characters I have around me. You know, Brass, pull out. Look, see, first thing first, we want to recognize Brass Jazz, the producer of Hangover Time. We kicked Giancarlo Navas off the show because everyone's complaining about him and he talked too much. So Brass Jazz is the new producer of Hangover Time. He's going to be the one throwing up pictures, throwing up your comments. So just want to say thank you to Brass. And I'm going to do the Giancarlo Navas thing. With me today, I have Alejandro Solana, famously from 560 WQAM and 790 The Ticket. I said famously. I said it. Producer of the Hawk and Crowder show, Drive Time on. I think it's still Drive Time. I don't listen to radio anymore. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's still Drive Time, Hawk and Crowder. So we got Alejandro Solano, and he Solana, and all of a sudden he froze. So we're gonna go next to Moose. What's going on, Moose? Moose of Miami Heat Beat.
How are we doing, everybody?
Alex, say your last name because I can't pronounce it.
Yeah, no worries. Nobody can. So my last name is Musabai, but obviously Moose. Because Moose, you know, all my friends growing up would just call me Moose or Alex. So whatever you guys prefer.
I always call you Muscle Baby in the chat.
I like it.
I don't know how to say your last name.
That's fine.
Salada, are you gonna say what's up? Are you here now?
What's up? My bad. I don't know what happened, but
bro, you gotta get off that AT&T Wi-Fi, bro.
Naturally, you introduced me and I couldn't talk. So hello.
Upgrade to Xfinity. You know what I'm saying? Like, just do yourself a favor. We also have Tiffany Meeks, my partner in crime, who I stole from my old Five Reasons show because she's really good at this and she's really good at breaking down games, especially right afterwards. And she pulls no punches. So what's going on, Tiffany?
What's going on, everybody?
And our special guest, my big get from my first regular season Hangover Time show. We have the great Chris Cody from the Dan Le Batard show on ESPN. Chris, say what's going on to the people.
What up, man? I'm excited to be the first guest. That's a good job by you, man. It's a good get.
It's a big get. You know, certain people like have their, you know, their white whales. For you, you're like the hardened of the Hangover Time.
Wow.
Like you're our whale. Like I was also
at a strip club last night.
Well, exactly.
My wife looked at me. I was kidding. That was a joke. Yeah,
I've never seen you at a strip club. So anyway,
nah, definitely not.
Absolutely not. So I'm going to start with you. The Heat lose to the Magic. We knew the Heat were going to lose to the Magic on opening night. It's a tradition. You know what I mean? Like, yes, I did pay Chris's $30 cameo fee. it is a tradition of the Miami Heat losing to the Magic on opening night. What did you take away from the game from what you saw?
My first takeaway was have the Magic have the same roster for 7 years. Because that's like, I just feel like they never change anybody on their team. My second takeaway was that Eric Reed is behind on his Christmas shopping. But outside of that, and that's shocking, right? Eric Reed's a guy that you like think gets that stuff done. And
you think he'd be on top of it, right?
That's what I mean. Crotty, you know, is late with his Christmas shopping, but that was a surprise. That was my biggest takeaway, honestly, Eric Reed being late on that. But I mean, Precious, right? Precious was the takeaway. Myers Leonard definitely was not enjoying that performance because he's not going to be playing at all because of that. But yeah, it was just Precious, right? What can you take away from a Magic opening game? So I'd say Precious was the takeaway.
Precious makes me feel like I've tweeted this out. It feels like we have two Bams, which is like a really cool thing to have. I got audio playing. Listen, it's still preseason for everybody. Precious makes me feel like we have two Bams. We have a guy that comes off the bench that is going to obviously be, it feels like he's going to be the Bam substitute. He's going to be the first guy off the bench for Bam when he sits. And it kind of just makes sense. Like, man, he replicates a lot of things that Bam does. Tiffany, because you are very unfiltered and Chris came with the positives, give me the negatives. Off grip, first game of the season. And honestly, I feel bad for Mo Harkless because I know what's coming.
No mo.
You're done.
Mo Harkless, more problems.
Listen. He hit that first shot. He had everybody happy. And it was all downhill after that. He disappeared. He literally played almost 20 minutes. What? 3 points, one rebound, two rebounds.
Mo Harkless was 3-2-1.
Okay.
A minus four in 23 minutes of game action, which is hard to do. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just show up, you do better than that. You know what I mean? Well,
no, he showed up twice in preseason, and he didn't do better.
He kept the fouls to a minimum. He had no fouls tonight.
What did Maya Angelou tell you? When people show you who they are, believe them.
Okay, you're right. I mean, I don't want to just completely throw Mo Harkless in the trash just yet.
I'm not throwing him in the trash.
No, it's okay. We can. We can.
Moose, you're done? You're done with Mo Harkless?
Yes. Bro, come on, let's be honest. Even his kids don't want to wear his jersey right now. This guy is Mo Harkless, Mo problems. That's all I keep saying because there's not a single player in Heat history that I think frustrates me more than this guy already. We may only be a game into it. I mean, Chris Cody agrees. I mean, he can't even stand the conversation about this guy.
He got out of here.
Wait, he was like, wait, you said we may only be one game into it. No, we're literally one game into it. Like, one game into it. And I'm going to take the other way on this. Like, I know everybody's ready to cut Mo Harkless. I kind of like Mo. Like, he didn't play well tonight. I kind of like Mo. Like, give me Mo.
What do you like, though? Honestly, I'm not against Mo Harkless. I'm not jumping off the Mo Harkless bandwagon. Honestly, I don't know if there is a Mo Harkless bandwagon. Like, that's a weird bandwagon to be on.
I'm starting it right now.
Actually, Giancarlo Navas started it last year when he was so pissed that the Heat let Mo Harkless go. So
let that sink in for a minute. That's your ally.
Solana, consider your allies on this one. I'm saying.
That is a great point. Go ahead. Go ahead, because I know you're about to rip me. Also,
let me hear it. I mean, I will also agree that we're only one game into it. Right. Like, we shouldn't be overreacting on everybody. I was going to make that point later for Tyler, because we're obviously going to talk about that. Like, it's just one game. But
that's what we're here for.
Yeah. And also, like, just Mo sucks. Like, just fuck him. Yeah. Whatever.
That's what the people are here for. We're super provocative.
It gets the people going. I want to ask you guys, Chris Cody just said he made his appearance and left. He's back. Cody's back.
I got that Solana Wi-Fi, my bad.
Guys really got to pony up for the Xfinity, man. Like, AT&T, I upgraded to like the AT&T 1000. And I did a speed test, and that bitch hit like 25. I was like, come on, bro. Like, what am I doing? Anyway, Cody, we saw no KZ Akpala tonight. We didn't see any Avery Bradley. We didn't see Myers Leonard. Like, could any of those guys have helped tonight?
I mean, Avery Bradley, I wanted to see him. I just wanted to see your new toys, right? It's like when you get a new outfit on Christmas, like the next day, like you got to put Avery Bradley out there. I got to try that on a little bit. I got to, you know, Myers Leonard, I don't need to see him. I've worn that outfit enough. But like, yeah, I want to see Akpala because he hit those threes in the preseason game. Like, I mean, who knows if it helps, right? Who really cares if it would have helped? I just want to see them. Like, let me see my shiny toys.
But we got a ton of Mo Harkless, which is interesting. that's what's interesting to me. It's like you got a shit ton of Mo Harkless. And it's like you got a lot of and what has he shown anybody to continue to get these minutes? Like, he had 11 fouls in 18 minutes of preseason action. Tonight he comes out with one of the sorriest stat lines I've ever seen in my life. And I'm not trying to be too hard on him, but it's funny to be hard on him. He hit that first corner three, and I DM'd Tiffany. I was like, yo, I'm in on the Mo Harkless thing. And then he didn't do shit else for the rest of the game.
He's too small.
He's a small forward, and they're playing him at the power forward.
He's too small. Maybe if they move him, first of all, maybe they bring him off the bench, move him to the three, that might be helpful. He's too small. But you know, out there on the island with him next to him.
But you know, Spo's got to have that guy that he starts and plays for 6 minutes a game
every year.
And it's going to be Mo this year. We just have to accept it.
And then he gives up on him in the playoffs,
right?
Completely.
That's fine with me. That's give up on him on the playoffs. That's fine. Let's deal with the 6 minutes. But I agree, Tiffany. Move him to the bench all the way at the end.
Someone says Mo has zero fouls tonight. Improvement. Honestly, I'd rather see some fouls because it means you're trying a little bit. Like, no fouls. I'm like, as a power forward, like, come on. What are you doing out there? Right. I don't want this just to be an all Mo slander session. Solana, Precious. You know what? We talked about Precious a little bit. I actually want to talk about Bam. Bam, 25, 11, and 4. I mean, the jumper was on tonight, right? He was doing just a little bit of everything. He was a minus 12 for the game, but honestly, I blame Mo Harkless for that. I'm just going to keep blaming Mo Harkless. You know, Bam, 35 minutes, 25, 11, and 4. You know, his first game coming out, a lot of people are talking about defensive player of the year, MVP kind of, you know, there's a lot of different talk about Bam. What did you see from him tonight?
I know this is weird basketball analysis, but he's just so beautiful out there. I mean, I can't take my eyes off of Bam when he's out in the court. I know that's weird, but
it's
like
not weird.
And his jump shot, his jump shot is just I'm gonna watch that on YouTube all night. I know somebody will clip just his jumpers tonight, and that's all I'm gonna want to watch. He's gonna be the best player on the floor almost every game for the Miami Heat. Like him and Jimmy are gonna bring intensity, and Crotty kept talking about the next dimension. Which I also think is not great basketball analysis, but I'm ready for the next dimension of Bam Adebayo.
What is the next? It's just three pointers, right?
Three pointers.
Yeah.
Cody, I've been saying for years, I want him to take two a game. Like I want him to take two threes a game. When he gets to that, I mean, if he gets there, like, and if he 34, 35, 36%, he kind of becomes like this just unstoppable force. Right. And so, yes, someone said Bam is handsome. Yes, he's very handsome. I want to talk to Cody because I had, we like to call it on Heat Twitter, lemon booty. Every time Jimmy Butler played way too hard for a regular season game. Mm-hmm. Like, he scared the shit out of me all night. Like, did Jimmy go way too hard tonight or is it just me?
I mean, he's just feeling himself, right? After that finals performance and the stuff and the making the faces after scoring and stuff. Like I'm with you. Like, it was like, dude, we're not in the finals anymore. It's game one. Let's not bust an ankle game one.
Yeah, but that he also foul was bullshit.
Yeah, he also fell on his hip once, too. I was, like, feeling every fall he had today. I was like,
oh, my God.
Relax.
I was so scared. I'm like, dude, chill. It's the magic. Game one. It's not even Christmas Day. Nobody cares about this shit. Like, he scared the shit out of me.
And speaking of feeling themselves, Tyler Hero played tonight like a guy who spent the last 2 months with an Instagram model girlfriend and having everybody tell him how great he was. He's just that first quarter. He's just like, I can drive to the lane behind the back pass like nothing.
There you go.
Oh, wow. That is impressive right there.
Get in my way.
I'm just looking at right there.
But maybe he needed that. Maybe he needed to be humble.
He had a bad first quarter, and I feel he got it.
He was pouting. He was dragging.
Was he pouting?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah. I don't know if I caught that. He was definitely off, especially like in the first quarter and all that. But I think that those moments are gonna happen this year for him. Especially if we continue to play him at the starting point guard role, which it seems like that's going to be the plan this year. Now, I'm personally not a fan of that. Listen, I think Tyler Hero can make plays, but there's a difference between a playmaker and a point guard. A point guard is something completely different. It's not something that you can just learn on the fly in the NBA. And that's no shot at Tyler Hero. I would say that about any player. And I'm the biggest drip fan. I just think that we're playing him out of position right now, and if that continues throughout the year, these struggles are going to be something that is just something we're going to have to deal with, and I think the coaching staff is aware of that.
Question for you guys:
tanking is value in the chat. That's not a bad play by. If he wants to stay in Miami,
it's a heady play.
Bad for a few weeks. It's a heady play.
Well, I said that him and Harden are playing a dangerous game, right? This is one of, I don't know if you guys watched the Queen's Gambit. You know, this is a big time chess match between Tyler Hero and James Harden right now. Who can tank their value harder to stay or not have to leave Miami? Yes, I kicked Giannis off the show.
Who's playing the Sicilian defense? Who's playing the Sicilian defense?
Question for you guys: who had the most turnovers tonight? Because I could have sworn it was Tyler Hero until I looked at the box.
Jimmy?
No,
maybe Jimmy or Bam.
Didn't three guys have like all of them? Yeah. Wasn't it like all Bam, Tyler, and Jimmy? Right.
Iggy Bam for sure had like seven. Four.
No, Bam. Iggy had three in 17 minutes, which is impressive. Bam had seven, and Jimmy had six. Tyler only had four.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's surprising. It felt like a lot more.
You're asking guys who aren't point guards to be point guards.
Don't have a point guard. That's going to be every night.
So is the answer bringing back Kendrick Nunn? Because that's going to make me throw up a little bit in my mouth.
Who?
Kendrick Nunn.
Who?
Kendrick Nunn. Kendrick Nunn.
If the Dragon's playing like this, he's going to be starting soon.
Yeah, right? Why don't you flip-flop Dragon and Tyler?
I think because they're trying to limit.
It's a long season. You can do that from day one. I mean, that's probably going to happen down the line. Don't rush that move now.
Rest him a little bit.
Also, you guys remember, this is Eric Spoelstra. He will play Goran Dragic 40 minutes in a regular season game. Like, let's be happy he did not, overuse Goran tonight, because Goran looked really good. He really did.
I don't want none coming back. I can't deal with none. I can't deal with none and Harkless.
One or the other. I'm with you on that one. That's a great point. But I do think that you're going to have to see none again at some point, because let's be honest, he's still the trade chip. Right. Like at the end of the day, you still need to keep that value somewhere where he's enticing the other teams. So you have to put him on the court eventually. Like, it's not like we're just going to hide him the entire time. You can't do that.
Another positive, I'm trying to get some positives out of this, right? I thought Duncan played good defense tonight. He was not a defensive liability. He honestly was a plus defender, in my opinion, coming over to help. He created. So Solano looks like the third Dragic brother. He does.
I can't unsee it.
You look very Eastern European. You look like you've been through a few civil wars.
Jeez.
You look like you survived an ethnic cleansing. See, this is what happens after about 15 minutes. This is what happens to this show. I was trying to stave it off a little bit. But no, Duncan Robinson looked good tonight. I thought he played a good game.
Back to what he said. I mean, none is really the piece in Heat fans' eyes, right? To other teams, it's Duncan and it's Tyler Hero, right?
Like, absolutely.
Best case scenario for the Heat, none is the piece.
Absolutely.
Like, none that's is the best throw-in.
If none is the best, biggest piece we give up in a trade, that is a win for the Heat.
Right. None is a throw-in, in my opinion, right?
That's what I was kind of thinking. That's why when he said the piece, I was kind of like, I hope he's the piece.
I mean, I agree. I think at the end of the day, he is a throw-in. But let's say he goes on like a 5 or 6 game run. All of a sudden, his trade value starts to increase. It only takes one GM to fall in love with him, Like,
no, stop. Nobody believes in Kendrick Dunn after the bubble, man. Nobody believes. Like,
they had a 3-month sample size, but with the way things are going in Houston, right? Like, a couple more weeks of James Harden just throwing gasoline on the fire over there, and like they may be begging for none. Like, Harden and a first for none.
No. Right now, Silva is the piece for Harden. Silva and salary cap filler. It's like Silva, Iguodala, and Olynyk should get this shit done, right? And then
Precious is off the table after tonight.
And Houston has to send a couple first rounders.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, we need some picks back.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to do with Hangover Time, devote the first 20 minutes or so to analysis of a random ass regular season game, and then the second half to your comments and questions. But before we do that, like, Brass has popped in right now. He has an exclusive report on what's going on with James Harden and where he's headed. So, Brass, go ahead.
2020 has already reshaped how we work, and it's almost over. Businesses across the globe are challenged to be their most efficient, which means every hire is critical. Indeed is here to help. Indeed is the number one job site in the world, and with more total visits than any other job site, according to ComScore, Indeed helps you find quality candidates quickly, so you can focus on hiring the person you need to keep your business going. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need. You can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. And now Indeed's new way of matching you with candidates instantly delivers a short-term list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria that you can contact the moment you sponsor a job, making Indeed the only job site that can move as fast as you do. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try it with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is finally over. Football is back.
And you might not be at the game this year, but you will be on in the action with Bet Online. Bet Online is going the extra mile to make sure that you get in on every possible chance to win this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, Bet Online gives you the most options to wager than anyone else. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start wagering on wins, division, and championship futures all day, every day. Head over to BetOnline today and take advantage of the great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use promo code BLUEWIRE at betonline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Hi, everyone. So with Christmas right around the corner, Christmas Eve Eve, we got a little James Harden Santa tracker. So we're going to track where he is. Where is James Harden? Oh, he's in Houston. Okay, well, let's see where he's going to go from Houston. What is he doing? Oh, he's giving basketballs to all the rookies. How nice. What a nice, kind gift, throwing basketballs at the rookies. All right, let's see. We're going to go to, he looks like he's going to Philadelphia. I'm not sure I really trust that process. All right, so let's see. He's going to go to Brooklyn. Yeah, okay. He's got a lot of shooters there. I don't really need him. All right, see. We're going to Boston, but they're always on the naughty list. I'm not so sure about them. So now he's going to... Wait, where's he going? Oh, God. Oh, he's going to Vegas. Okay, well, what is he doing? Oh, he's throwing... Okay, well, he's giving lots of money. Wow, he's donating lots of money. He's really making it rain. Not making it snow, but he's making it rain. All right, where's he going now? He's going to... is he going to Cleveland? No, he says no. Even Cleveland is too fucking cold for Santa. All right, let's go down. We're going to go down to looks like the Tampa Bay Raptors. And I guess while he's down there, he's probably going to go to... No, wait a minute. He's making a little detour. Oh, he's going to Atlanta. Okay, what is he doing in Atlanta? He's donating money in Atlanta. He's a very giving person. Everyone calls him very selfish, but I don't know. So he's going to Miami. They're either interested or not interested. We're not really sure. Okay, so Houston. He's back in Houston. It's really incredible how quickly he can travel. Wait, what was that? Oh, shit. What's happening? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. His COVID. He's spread COVID everywhere. This is horrible. This is terrible. What a nightmare. Oh, guys, listen. Please, happy holidays. Wear a mask.
Thank you for that report, Brass. I thought that was super insightful. You're only going to get that on Hangover Time. Like, I know there's other outlets out there giving you like real sources, but Brass, thank you for that, because I feel like that was the most comprehensive James Harden tracker that I've seen so far.
So we got good sources. So I'm saying
we do. Thank you for that. So now, whatever, that was fun. We're going to go to the comments. So you guys on the Twitch stream, go ahead, give us your comments and questions. Brass is going to throw them up. You can ask. Wow, exactly. Brass, the image of the money being thrown in Vegas had me in tears the first time I saw that video. Like, that was just absolutely ridiculous. Twitch stream, clip that, clip the Harden tracker. Cody, I'm gonna ask you, ESPN, do you guys have anything like that? You know, do you have a Harden tracker, or is that like some of the most in-depth reporting you've seen so far?
That's some solid production value right there. I don't even want to think about how long that took to produce. I commend the person, whoever did it. And I have a feeling it wasn't up. I mean, you paying him the big bucks, Alf? I mean, that's some quality production value right there.
Yeah. He works for whiskey, which is what most of us do.
Don't we all?
Okay. So before we go around the horn with the question, what the fuck is up with Spo's fourth quarter rotations? Good question. I want to find out what everyone's drinking tonight. Tiffany, what are you drinking?
Sticking with it. Tito's fresh squeezed lime and lemon.
Okay. Hardcore. All right. Moose.
Got a little bit of rum and coke here. Your basic Bacardi rum.
Nice. Cody, what's happening?
A little Knob Creek. Oh. A little splash of soda.
Okay.
All right. Solana, what's happening over there?
I just ran out. My roommate's about to throw me something. I don't know what he's throwing me, but he's gonna throw me something right now.
do not drink drinks from strange men. Like,
man, I got a hard seltzer.
Clon it.
Oh my god,
I'm gonna clon it up. Clon it up.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
Can I Cody, black cherry, Cody, is that cool?
Black cherry, yeah.
No, it's super disappointing.
Listen, fuck that guy.
You like 12?
Oh, wow.
You can't be coming on here. I'm kidding. Fine. But listen, this is a warning, all right? You can't be drinking that shit. This is not acceptable. Mm-hmm.
No more hearts. The weakest shit you could drink on Hangover Time is Miller Lite, I think.
I thought seltzers were recommended on Hangover Time.
No, never. That is not a part of the Alf 954 brand.
That's two.
That's two. I'm gonna hold a hard line of three.
Let them come.
Alf 954. The brand is hard liquor and cargo shorts, and that's it.
I don't know, man. Those seltzers come with that ad money. I don't know. You'll be a little.
That's true.
Unless they want to sponsor me, go ahead. That's true. I pitched Manscaped for months.
That's what I was gonna say. I had to
shave my balls twice a week. Get that check.
So I'm drinking the I got a bottle of the Lagavulin Nick Offerman edition.
Oh,
from Parks.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah,
now we're talking.
Good shit. Showing off, but
just flexing.
You're
the actual antithesis of showing off, showing us our fucking white.
I'm the Mo Harkless. I'm the Mo Harkless of Hangover
of the
time.
Starting lineup.
You're Goran Dragic of
I mean, you're Tyler Hero. You're clearly underage if you're drinking that.
Brass is flexing on you hoes for the time being.
Speaking of Tyler Hero real fast being underage, did you guys see his Instagram story where he did this thing where he's like in his car and he's like rapping along with a song?
Oh yeah,
I know LeBron does this move, so like that makes it cool for everybody to do. But like that move was the first time where I was like, man, I thought Tyler Hero was like perfect. I was like, he's only 20. He's gonna be our stud. Like crushed it in the Eastern Conference, 37 points, and I'm just like, there's nothing he could do wrong. And then I saw him doing a video while he's driving, like rapping a song, and I was just like, uh-oh, maybe he's not perfect.
Yeah, that's a telltale sign.
He's young though. And then I thought, and then I forgot, and I was like, he's 20 years old, so like I can't really hate on him. I mean, gosh. LeBron does it.
The good thing is I didn't have, like, if I was 19 with social media, it would have been a shit show.
Like, with I would social media and millions of dollars and an Instagram girlfriend.
It's dangerous, by the way. It's dangerous what he was doing. Like, that's just like the dad in me coming out. Like, you're driving on the highway. You haven't even signed your big contract yet. And you're just like sitting there rapping a song while videotaping yourself. Like, don't do that, Tyler Hero. I guarantee you Eric Spoelstra or somebody on the team was like, yo, don't do that.
Ron Rothstein sent an email. Right, he sent him an email. Yeah,
a strongly worded letter.
Let him know 10-2. Okay, Tyler.
Well, I was gonna say I'm 40 years old and I can't be trusted with social media. So, I mean, Tyler, I understand. Somebody asked me what I'm drinking. I'm drinking vodka as usual with Sprite. I don't like to. I drink brown liquor for light skin opinions because that's a whole different Alf. And you guys. Twitch isn't ready for that. They have rules. Okay, so Brass, we're going to go with questions. Go ahead with comments from the Twitch stream. A lot of people are asking. They want to ask Chris Cody questions about what's going on with ESPN.
Someone's looking for a scoop.
Hey, Chris, was Dan versus your dad a work or a shoot?
Wait, what?
I guess they're asking. I guess the argument with your dad and Dan on the show, was that real or was that fake?
Oh, I mean, you have to be more specific. Which argument? I mean,
which one?
Generally, Dan is very serious when he's yelling at my dad, and like then the segment will end and be like, it was just shtick, and then like everyone looks around like it didn't feel like shtick. It felt very, very serious. No, like there's nothing that's completely fake. I mean, obviously, you know how it goes. Like things are. Might be oversold a little sometimes, but for the most part, like the genesis of every argument is pretty genuine.
Like how when I yell at Giancarlo Navas, like I don't hate him,
Right. You got to upsell it a little bit. Like, you hate them a little bit, but you got to just make it sound better for the audience.
Yeah, there is hate in my heart on some Jedi shit for Giancarlo Navis.
But you're a showman, so you got to, like, turn it on a little bit.
And I make it even worse.
Exactly.
Luke Babbitt Goat asks, and I'm gonna pose this question to Moose. Just because I want to put him
on
the spot.
As soon as I saw Luke Babbitt, I was like, please don't go to me.
Is there a chance Luke Babbitt returns to the Heat? He's still a free agent.
No.
I did not think we were getting a Luke Babbitt question.
No, that's a horrible question. I got a better question that I want to ask Cody anyways. Fuck Luke Babbitt. Cody, this is something I was curious about, and I don't know if you can get into this, but yes.
Dan's favorite color is aqua.
Thank you. Dan's favorite color.
Yeah.
No, really, though, I want to know, do you guys get to keep the studio? Are you guys staying there?
I trying to, like, just do some math in my head right now on, like, what I'm allowed to say.
Yeah, no worries.
I believe that things are being worked out with ESPN and Dan where, like, it's a very amicable parting. So I believe that Dan is taking over the rent on that, and I believe we will be staying there.
Okay.
My official statement and my off the record statement are all the same, that I don't really know anything and they don't tell me anything. Like, I'm just kind of like along the ride wherever, like, whatever happens. So
so it's kind of like how I got to keep my apartment when I left Five Reasons.
Exactly like that. It's okay. Exactly like that.
That's awesome.
See, some sources say you're interested, some sources say you're not interested. So we're confused.
So no Babbitt takes from anybody.
I do miss that all lefty lineup. I mean, if you want a Babbitt take, like, that was fun, the Luke Babbitt era, the all lefty lineup. No, nobody else feeling that? No, never mind.
That was fun.
I thought it was fun.
It was Gorin, it was Babbitt. Who else was it?
Justice. And McBob, right?
I think it was McBob.
Yeah. Classic. God.
Yeah.
All right, Tiffany, from Jay Grella, when we trade the entire roster, can we bring back Deion, Ryan Anderson, Norris Cole, Birdman, Ronnie Turioff, and Dexter Pittman? No?
Are we still paying Ryan Anderson?
Right. Is he still getting $5 million?
He's still getting paid. Still paying him. He might as well bring him back. Money.
This year and next year.
Who is the comic relief on this team, though? Like, who's the guy? Where's my Deion Waiters? You know, where's my Whiteside, like, Snapchatting about SpongeBob? Where's my Gerald Green, like, almost overdosing in a lobby somewhere?
Thank you, Mario Chalmers.
That wasn't funny, but you know what I mean. Just like, I feel like that's the one thing this team is missing is like the wacky, funny stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot of serious dudes.
I can only hear about how close Gorin and Jimmy Butler are, like, so many times. Like, we get it. You guys are best friends. Like,
and he respects Tyler Hero because of his competitive nature. Like, right. Who's the goofball? Like, right. I'm thinking it's Mo Harkless from what I've seen so far.
He plays like it.
I think Mo Harkless is in practice, like, you know, on Twitch. And you know,
sucking right now.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Go look how much money they're paying me to foul out.
So let's see. I feel like this is a good barometer to how much Tiffany is gonna hate Mo Harkless after game one. Deion Waiters or Mo Harkless?
Mm.
Ooh. Wait, is it pre-gummy or post-gummy?
Post-gummy.
You make that trade because then you get the fun stuff. Like, that's a perfect trade for what we're talking about right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get the fun stuff in the same production, which is
okay. So yeah,
you actually get better defense, to be honest with you.
Wow,
like, I think it's an upgrade.
Yeah, I think that is an upgrade. Like, the team has characters, right? Like,
he won't be clogging the floor.
Yeah.
Like, how about Max Strus? Is Max Strus fun?
No,
he's
just Twitter. Just Twitter.
He can't be yet. He can't be.
He's from the Midwest. He's fun.
It's the mystique of Strus, though, right? Like, once we find out more about Strus, probably won't be as fun. But the mystique surrounding him right now, we don't know anything. He's mysterious. We don't know anything about him.
Midwest.
The goofball actually is probably Kelly. Kelly Olynyk, he's got a lot of personality. Yeah, I could see him pulling some pranks and stuff.
If your goofball is Kelly Olynyk, you need a new goofball. You need a new goofball. You need to make a trade immediately. If that's your goofball, right? Like, if you're settling at Kelly.
Well, I mean, that's why Pat's on the phone with Houston. Let's be honest. It's not for James's scoring ability. Get out of here. We want the headlines.
I think our goofball might be Jimmy Butler with like the coffee stuff. Like that's the closest, and he's our leader, so he can't be our goofball.
He's taking up serious
though. L. Leonard is probably our funniest one.
Yes.
L. Leonard.
That's another thing, kind of like with the Gorin and Jimmy thing. Like, you're the most adorable couple ever.
No,
you
get
it. See your dog, sing BG song.
No, that's probably draw the line.
Basketball shot. Ooh, off the wall. They made it. That was not your first try. You tried that like 300 times before you
L. Leonard Slander? L. Leonard Slander one game into the season? No, that's right.
First of all,
it's
Ellie. They call her Ellie.
Who's slandering her? Right.
You can't even say her name right. It's like when I called him Max Struss.
All right, Max Struss. Yeah, and I just want to clarify for myself, I never said a bad thing about Max Struss.
I did.
No, that's Max Struss. I slandered after that first game. Max Struss. Max Struss. I never said a fucking thing about him.
Max Those are Struss two different trash. Players.
Max Struss is the next Dan Marley. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, it's Ellie Leonard, by the way. So G1, the drill breaker, says we need to sign Michael Beasley ASAP just for balance. I think that's what Cody's talking about. We need that guy.
And they're not pot testing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I saw my
excellent. Yeah,
I have some reporting about I'd say this is like January. This is before the pandemic. I saw Michael Beasley at a Chick-fil-A in Plantation.
That's pretty good news.
That's it.
I saw him in February in Wynwood.
Hold on.
Can you say that again?
What month did you say?
Thank you. I wanted, back that up again.
Wait, heard this. Everyone has been on Hawk and Crowder. What month?
I said it. We're doing it. Hawk pay you to do this out?
No.
February. February. Come on. You know what I mean. I saw him in Wynwood and I yelled out, like, nobody was around him. He's just standing there on the corner on his phone. I yelled out, super cool. Because I would let him into my world. Like, anybody could have yelled, hey, Michael Beasley. Right. Anybody could, but I know you. Like, super cool. I didn't even look up.
No. You guys want to hear something?
Didn't even look up.
Something happened to me today. I was walking my dog and somebody said something to me. And listen, I'm a regular person. Somebody yells something to me from a car. The first thing I'm looking around, like, I got my hands clenched. Like, what the fuck is up? Got my dog ready to sick him. And they're like, I was like, what the fuck? I turned around like mad. Like, what? Bitch, what'd you say? And he was like, you're the man, Alf. And I was like, oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry. Thank you. I appreciate that.
That would have been funny if you punched a fan.
Yeah. Listen, it's almost happened a couple of times. Like, don't listen. I'm telling you guys right this just as a favor to everybody who sees me on the street. Don't just yell my fucking name out because I got beef from back in the 90s that I have not settled yet. I don't know. My head's on a swivel.
Do we have any fans? South
Florida. I never know what's happening.
Do you have any fans that are DJs? Because I'll fuck you up.
Oh yeah, I will fight a DJ. That is a very inside joke for Brass.
Like a disc jockey or somebody named DJ?
No, a disc jockey.
Either.
Brass has been with me when I've actually tried to fight a DJ in downtown Fort Lauderdale.
Well, you made a request. You hit him with a little request, and he's like, "Nah, get out of here with that noise."
It wasn't even a request. I gave him some advice on how to get the party going.
Ooh,
because he kept playing good shit and we were having a good time and then he would kill the party. And so
that's
I went
the
up
worst.
To,
when a DJ is on a groove and then he just like plays something and it's like, what happened here?
I'm like,
how'd you approach it though? Like, were you yelling at him?
No, I was very nice. I was very nice.
But you gotta type it.
He's fallen out of a party after like an hour.
It's true. No, I was very nice. I just went up to him like, yo, stop with the EDM shit, my dude. Like you're playing like good shit. Everyone's dancing. And then all of a sudden there's some random EDM. Like, dum, 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 dum. Like, bro, nobody even trying to hear that shit. We're having a good time. And then after the night was over and then I'm walking outside, he like stood behind two bouncers and just was like, fuck you. And I was like, bro, what's your problem? And he just started screaming at me and like So I try to choke him, and then the bouncers grab me.
I feel like whenever you're still at the bar when the DJ is there wrapping up and picking up all his stuff, that's never like you've been there a little too long,
probably. Yeah, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning on fucking in Los Olas, and like it was not a good. But I honestly I was very nice to that idiot, and then he just started screaming at me after, and so I tried to choke him, and now it's Brass keeps bringing it up every time we start talking about anything. EDM, was it Mike Ryan? No, it was not Mike Ryan. I did not try to choke Mike Ryan. I had a very... Chris, Cody, can you tell me why Mike Ryan hates me so much? That's a good question.
I didn't know that he hated you.
Even when I saw him at the last Lebertard Brothers event, mm-hmm. I'm like, Mike, and you invited me as like, mm-hmm. you know, backstage. We had a great time. I see Mike, he's like, oh my God. I'm like, bro, like what?
I don't know, man. I honestly have.
He can't stand me.
I mean, I don't know if you know that's true. Like, you know.
I don't know if it's shtick because he does it in real life.
Yeah, like, that seemed to be real life. Yeah, that wasn't on
if
air.
It was a Twitter bit, like it doesn't translate in real life.
I'll ask him and get back to you.
Thank you. Because he said he was going to come on the show. And I think he did it just to fuck with me.
Admit it. You asked him before me. Admit it.
No, I didn't.
Wow. Thank you.
I didn't.
Even if you're lying, thank you.
No, I didn't. I asked you first. I actually asked Izzy and Sedano after I asked you. So upcoming on Hangover Tribe.
Wait. So if they said yes, would you have, like, I wouldn't be
no,
here right
now? I booked you first before I asked
Izzy and Sedano. This is for next games. I thought you were like,
yeah. So upcoming.
Hey, Chris, by the way, we need you game two now.
Yeah. No. You were booked for the first game. I was like, I'm trying to have a good time with Chris Cody.
I'm having fun. I don't know if you're having fun. I'm having fun. Thank you for having
me. I'm having a good time because I'm drunk. I don't give a fuck. I'm supposed to end the show at 40 minutes, but this is when it gets weird.
Yeah.
Tiffany's like, shit, yeah. We're approaching 40, which is off the rails o'clock. Yes, correct.
A drinking game never to play during a Heat game is taking a shot every time Eric Reed tells you how many points somebody has scored in a quarter. I noticed that tonight. He not only tells you how many points Bam Adebayo scored, but he tells you it's his eighth point of the second quarter, 14 for the game, third in his last 2 minutes. Like he cannot just tell you a single score. He has to give you the quarter, the game, the minute. Like that dude is, and I'm making fun of him, but I love Eric Reed, but it's just like, he's crazy with those stats.
How much do you guys miss Tony?
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to give you my true thoughts on that. Oh, look at that. There, look at that.
Look at that sweet, sweet face. That looking sweet, cherubic face.
What's he doing right now? What do you think Tony Fiorentino's doing
now? Probably looking at stats.
Yeah.
On some James Harden shit.
You know, for real, for some good luck, and obviously it didn't do shit because we lost to the Magic again. But I was in Mount Vernon today, and I actually drove by Mount Vernon High School.
Wow.
Mount
Vernon.
A lot of good that did.
I imagine he still responds to Eric Reed, like on his couch. Like he's just on his couch. Yeah, Ewick.
That's right, Ewick.
Good call, Ewick.
Somebody has to, because Crotty doesn't say shit half the time. But anyway, I'm sorry. Is that too far? Solana's like, I can't respond to that.
Solana,
you don't have to. Solana, what do you think of that, of what I just said?
I want to hear more about Tiffany and Mo Harkless. That's where I want to awkwardly transition to.
Nobody important is listening to John Crotty slander 43 minutes into Hangover Time. Like, we can talk about it. Like,
Absolutely not.
I'm sorry for the Eric Reed slander too. I thought it's just funny.
I've slandered Eric Reed a ton, and like I get a lot of flack for it. But honestly, every time I like listen to Chris Webber or Reggie Miller, I'm like, fuck, I miss Eric Reed.
That's true.
Okay. Tony was the GOAT. Next week's guest, John Crotty. No, he's not coming on here. I don't think he's gonna enjoy that. Miami Heat B says Mo Harkless is dead to me. Jesus Christ, you guys hate Mo Harkless. All right, so we're going to wrap this up because if I go any further, I'm going to get Solana fired and I'm going to get us kicked off of Twitch. So I'm going to go around the horn, ending with Cody. Tiffany, your main takeaways from tonight's game.
If Bam can do this every night, that's a huge W. That's one. Jimmy needs to slow his ass down. Stay off the floor. And no mo.
No mo. We should name the show this. No mo mo. Moose. What the hell was that?
That's my dog. She hates my Harkless too.
Your main takeaways from tonight.
Listen, my main thing for tonight is just it's all precious.
Yeah, he's
what else can I say? It's all precious. I just if he can give us that, you know, consistently throughout the season, then watch out. I mean, it's great to have another Bam.
Solana, your main takeaways from tonight.
It's still Heat in five, no matter what. And I want to see Mo. Before I'm ready to write him off, and because I know it bothers Tiffany so much, I want to see Mo.
That's good job, Brass. I can't take it anymore. I mean,
thank you, Brass. Thank thing, you.
And I mean, yeah. Enough is enough.
It was getting ridiculous. It really was.
Thank you.
He might be banned from the show. Cody, your takeaways from tonight. Also, your takeaway from your first appearance on Hangover Time. Is this a complete shit show, or do you think we got something here? You're a professional.
No, this is fun, man. This is my style. I like wackiness and randomness and tangents, like within the serious sports analysis. My takeaways, if you're gonna pin me down for some hardcore basketball analysis. I would say, you know, it's one game, so I feel like I might regret this like next game, but I would say a little less Tyler running point, you know, a little more, hey, Jimmy, be careful out there. Like, we need you to, you know, be at your best late in the season. So don't, you know, bust an ankle against the Magic opening game. But yeah, I think those are my takeaways. And Precious, like, that would be nice if he was like a solid big off the bench for us this year.
Quick question for you guys. Like, do you guys ever see Precious and Bam starting next to each other?
I saw you got excited on Twitter when you saw them playing together. Yeah.
I put the sirens up, and I don't like ever since George Floyd, I don't like putting police sirens up, but I had to just for the I made everyone uncomfortable with the George Floyd reference. That's what I do.
And I know like his versatility is gonna be a huge
thank you.
Fuck, mother.
What happened? Right after it, honestly. But yeah. When I saw them, when they were on the floor together for 28 seconds, the Magic did not score.
Right. I want to see it.
I would like to see it. I would rather see Precious than Mo Harkless.
Exactly.
Okay, you got me. I was gonna play the opposite side of that, but no, you win. You win.
Cody, Precious, Bam.
I mean, I'm with it, man. Let's see it.
All right. So
sorry, I petered out there.
No,
I feel like I had a solid 45 minutes with you guys, and that last question right there, I was just like, yeah, sure.
No, that's fine.
We're gonna edit that out.
Yeah, nobody's even watching this anymore. The cool thing about like the Precious Bam like front court is like it's the most ridiculous nicknames and their actual first names. They both kind of sound like strippers. What? Okay, go ahead, Moose. I'm sorry.
The only thing I was going to say is if we're going to go Precious Bam together, one of those two has to develop a solid three-point shot that I can rely on. Because you're going to need the spacing. Okay.
Bam has to shoot three. Yes,
that's what I'm saying. Until we can get that consistently, one of them has to have a three-point shot. That's just
look at it this way. When he does that handoff with Robinson at the top of the key, that's the perfect opportunity for him to take that shot.
Yeah, imagine if he stepped back and let it fly.
No, you're absolutely right.
I think that's the perfect time.
You know what? I never thought I was going to miss Jay Crowder. Nobody has maybe missed Jay Crowder more than Mo Harkless.
I miss what I say to you all the time.
Yeah, you say it all the time.
I miss Jay.
I miss Jay. All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in to Hangover Time. We went 10 minutes longer than I wanted to. Tiffany's doing my Will Ferrell Wedding Crashers move. Thank you for tuning in. We will see you. I don't know. What's the next game? Like Tuesday or some shit?
Christmas.
No, I'm not doing a Christmas game. I already told them.
What?
No.
Nah, but, let's do it. Let's go. I'll be here.
If I was still on Five Reasons, I'd have to work on Christmas. I'm not anymore. Ethan's a slave driver. Love you, Ethan. your reporting is rock solid. Don't let nobody tell you different. There goes that Harden tracker was fucking ridiculous. And that was love
funny.
The fact.
That was really funny.
All right, plug the podcast. Everyone check out Miami Heat Beat. We're posting 3 to 4 times a week. I'm not going to be in all of them, but you know, there's going to be rock solid analysis. It's gonna stream live on Twitch, which is for the first time ever. Like, we're gonna give you so much live streaming Twitch content, you're gonna be sick of that fucking app. I hope not. So follow us on Twitch, subscribe on Twitch. You'll be doing us a big favor. Send us bits. I'm still not sure exactly what the fuck that is. They said if you send us bits, it's like pennies and dollars and shit. So send us bits, and then the next post-game stream is actually going to be on YouTube, so check us out there. And the post-game streams will switch from YouTube to Twitch through the rest of December, and then we'll be exclusively on Twitch starting in January, unless nobody wants to download Twitch, and then I'll just go back to YouTube. Whatever, we'll figure it out.
This is a wordy
guy. He hit his first three in the corner. And
Alana.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.